All right. So first, the housekeeping. If you want to send testimonials, that would be to testimonial, no S, at sherryphillipswatek.com. We take videos, audios, and written ones, and you can say anything you'd like. The ones that are requested the most are the ones that say, this is what was going on, and this is where I am now. Okay, thank you, got that part. And then for the emails that you send me, if you will go ahead and put on the emails in the subject line, call 3 for the next call. That's how I identify what email to look at. I get hundreds of emails a day. Okay, now in that email, put at the top, which everyone's done a good job of, the question, your primary question. If you have a secondary question, you can put that number 2. If you have a story to tell me, you can tell me after, and I will get some energy work to that. Just depending on how many I'm getting, depends on how much attention I can give it. But definitely, it will be touched. All right. So, Now that that's over, we can go ahead and get to the re-recording. I'm believing everything is okay with the sound. If it is not, please send a message to Mike so we can stop it before I get too far along. All right. Take a deep breath. We're bringing in the new earth energies. This is the consciousness of the highest form of Gaia, Mother Earth. You have a body, you are connected to Mother Earth. If you want to bring in high frequencies, you need a body and you want to be connected to the new Earth. So go ahead and see the beautiful highest existence of Earth above your head. Allow this to travel down your body, absorbing any issues within the chakras that need to be cleared out. Absorbing and also giving you all the things that you need. This can be earth minerals, it can be gemstones, be using a lot of sapphire, some ruby, citrine colors today. Let everything that you need be absorbed by you until this giant earth consciousness flows below your feet. And at this point, we let go of old paradigm issues. The way the earth was used, the way we used the earth, that experiment is coming to an end. And we can now become the true love and light that we are. Deep breath. Deep breath. Within your core, I would like you to open up the flow of unconditional love. And I will activate that for every single person within our group. And please do it for yourself with me. Your core is love and light. And we are now opening the gift of the luminescent light to be with you. This also travels down your core. Allow your consciousness to go into the heart of the new earth. And here you may see crystalline grids. You may see the pulsation of love. And while we're here, we're going to let go of our masks. The first mask is I don't know. Just go ahead and let that one go. The mask of I'm confused. The mask of I do not know who I am. You can see this as peeling off your face and leaving it there, or like shedding an entire skin. You might see an aspect of yourself that feels this way and allow that to be absorbed by the earth and return to you in light. Your identity is love and light. You are the individual expression of love and light. If you ever get confused as to who you are, go back to that. You can get to it by going layer by layer. Or you can get to it by just going and remembering who you are. This is why meditations work. This is why many other aspects of healing work. We just go all the way back to where we were. And of course, we shift. We become that expression of love and light. Everything else is an illusion, delusion, confusion. Leave all those masks within the earth. Sometimes people forget what unconditional love feels like. And in those moments, I want you to see a single flower, your favorite rose bush, the smile of a new baby or puppy. Puppy breath brings this to me, but whatever works for you, I want you to remember how you feel in that experience. Beauty, acceptance, there's no defense, there's no need to protect yourself. You are on the field of love and light. Within your heart, we're going to bring in the trifold flame, love, power, and wisdom. All of these are aspects of light. And if they're all even, you will stay balanced. Love, power, and wisdom. The wisdom is from all these experiences you've been having on Earth. As you return yourself back to love and light, you get wisdom. That's your aha moment. And what is your awakening? Your awakening is every time you bring a piece of yourself back, or you transform an aspect of yourself that didn't know it was love and light. You become that much closer to your awakening. That part is fully awake in that moment, and there is a huge celebration within your soul. Take a deep breath and bring back all the parts of yourself that are ready to come back and ready to awaken now. Deep breath. All the parts of yourself that identified with these masks, go ahead and let them come back into your heart. We'll clean them off and absorb them back into the light of you. Okay. All right. While in the earth, I want you to see within your hand, you can have both hands out if you'd like, many of these luminescent threads that are given to you as a gift. They are love in action. They are here to assist you. And within this giant ball of threads, we're going to make them like a ball of yarn. Go ahead and allow the unconditional love from you to also be within the ball. Colors that you resonate with can be within the ball. The true knowing of your sovereign self is within this ball. This ball knows where your action is and where it is not. It knows when you've stepped outside of unconditional love and where you haven't. And it knows where other things outside of yourself are acting with you and attempting to get you into a grid that you may not want to be in. We call those intrusions. People call those entities. We call them all kinds of things. This intelligent luminescent ball is designed to assist you in maintaining your sovereignty, and not completely as a shield. Some of you, it may act that way, but others, it's mostly going to be an intelligence mechanism for you, a knowing, a deep knowing, so that you can more quickly identify who you are and who you are not. And the parts that you are not, we're not going to call evil, we're going to call them home. We're going to take off their costume of whatever game they're playing and bring them home. If they belong to someone else, the light can take them back to wherever they need to go. We do not need to activate any aspect of us that needs revenge or blame, even hidden revenge or blame, by returning. It's not up to us. It's up to a greater intelligence what happens to it. Okay, take a deep breath. Strengthening everybody's field. For anyone who has an intrusion already, we'll just go ahead and escort them out. We'll bring some dolphin energy in for that. Any beings that you are carrying that are not you, go ahead and call them out. Most are lost or confused. You can open some light and allow them to flow out. If any of you want personal work for this, I'm happy to do it. Just go ahead and let everything move out that's ready to go now. And the part of yourself that allowed it in, through not understanding how love really works, let's go ahead and love that part. Again, go to your heart and love all aspects of yourself returning home. This is where empowerment is. So let's talk about neutrality. Many of you know I spent 17 years with the teacher who taught neutrality. And before that, I taught neutrality through unconditional love. Through my own life experience, I had to go try something else, as we all do, And now I'm back to who I really was in the beginning. So your identity is love and light. It flows right through you. Unconditional love is who you are. That is your nature. All the aspects of you that are not neutral or that feel off balance, that are not light or love or acceptance, will love those. And when we do, we are neutral within the field of unconditional love. Because what is unconditional love? It's acceptance. And if we're accepting, we're neutral. Deep breath, everyone. Deep breath. All right. I want you to, with your consciousness, move into the center of your body. You're still holding the luminescent ball. And you're imbuing it with your colors, your unconditional love, the essence of who you are, to assist you with your sovereign empowerment and knowing, love and power. So let's go ahead. And when you're ready, I want you to visually toss your ball into the air and let the grid makers, your guides, you can use the dolphin team if you'd like, go ahead and arrange that in the geometric shape that's perfect for you. Here it goes. Densities can be gently moved out and turned into light and returned. We can do it within the body. Sometimes it's faster to move it out a little bit as it leaves the emotional field. All the aspects of you that are in doubt, let's love those parts. Okay. So everyone's going to have a different geometric pattern. Some are going to be within the body in several layers. Others are going to have it way far away. And it doesn't matter. Just trust that whatever is formed around you is real and right for you. These threads are quite strong. And they're 24/7. I would recast this daily, and it's a constant stream of the love, the power, and the wisdom with you. So you will more and more, you're going to be noticing what is you, what isn't you, what you want to transform. This is an accelerated process. All right. Bringing more light into the core. Okay, I'm feeling some regret for fearful things people have done or thought. Go ahead and bring those into your heart. The parts of you that participated in actions based on fear. And let's just love those parts whole. Feeling a field of numbness. Let's just love that next field. Confusion. Not knowing. Misunderstanding. The part of you that thought that love was weak. Let's love that part. That will most definitely be a saboteur. So let's love that part. Deep breath. Let's remove that. Some of you are looking at the luminescent grid, and that's very cool. You can see different colors. You can see how your intention works within it in its highest form. This is the intelligence of the stars working within your body. We don't have to abandon our body to go get it. All right, deep breath, everyone. All right. I'm going to take some questions, and I'd like the first questions to be from people who we haven't had taken your call before, so we can get everybody involved, okay? So go ahead and lower your hand if you have asked before, and then raise if you want, if you haven't been called on. Okay, and that is star two, everyone. All right, do we have a number? Last digits, two, whoops, it disappeared. Oh, Bridget, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hi, Shannon. Hi.
For me, I'm still having a kind of parts where I think I'm scared of being seen for who I am, to get out there and let myself be seen.
Okay. And is this career-wise or love-wise?
Maybe both, but...
All right.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. And all the aspects of you, the parts of you, the parts of your soul that are afraid to be seen, go ahead and invite those into your heart. And this is true for everyone working on this, which is probably everybody. Okay, hand on your heart. Let's just flow the unconditional love. Okay, seeing a layer of terror. So we're going to love the part of you under the terror. I'll just recognize the terror. And love the part of you under it. The terror says it's dangerous to be seen. The terror has been in witch trials and inquisitions and believes the world is a dangerous place. So let's love that part too. It tells me that there's evidence that the world is dangerous. And I understand. We're going to love the part of you that knows that. That believes that. And we're going to say that when we're in our empowered love, those moments are like a song. The moments of terror and misunderstanding move quickly. Our ability to be in right action and knowing and empowerment come from holding our sovereign space. We allow everyone else to also be in their sovereign space for whatever choices they make. We can radiate to them, but we don't give our last drop of our essence to them. We radiate who we are, which is an invitation to join you on your grid. Take a deep breath. The part of you that feels that you must stand in front of all of these people who are frightening and be bright Let's love that part. Now we're moving into an age of resonance. So you want to be in the situations that feel totally resonant to you. Sometimes you may be called to be in different places from your core. But let's remove all misunderstandings of what place to be in and who to stand in front of. And all the places in you that feel like it's not safe. Let's love those. So when we have experiences from the past, other dimensions, other lifetimes, and we're carrying it for other people, that resonance becomes the predominant one in your field. So when we go and we call home parts of ourselves participating in that and bring that into our heart to unconditional love, they disappear like dust. So let's do that now, all the places that it was dangerous for you, that to prove that you were strong, you had to feel fear. It's a confusion. And the timid parts, some of us came from places where this is also new, that we're a little timid, so let's love this part and invite you into the field of wisdom, love, and power. Bridget, how are you doing?
I'm very emotional. I did not know when I asked the question how deep that resonates.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of emotion. And when you started, my eyes were going a lot. And I had a feeling on my crown sensation.
Okay. It's just love. All the parts of your body from the quantum field up to your structure and down again that are playing the fear games that are still in that pattern, we will love them whole. Delete and reset. And the reset is unconditional love. Okay, deep breath. How are you feeling now?
A little calmer.
Good. Can you see your beautiful light?
I think I can feel it. I cannot see so much, but...
You can feel it. That's perfect. Okay. There is a part of you that believes other people will steal your light. Your vampirism or destruction or your beautiful light will bring that on. So all the patterns within your past, other times, places, and dimensions where this is existing in truth, let's bring those parts home to a different paradigm. Okay. Love them in your heart. A few confusions there, but they're going to go. A good exercise would be to see or feel, as you can feel this, and feel it big. Maybe even look in the mirror and smile.
Okay.
Say, Bridget, I love you. Bridget, I accept you. And you're perfect just the way you are. And that will invite even more parts of yourself home.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, next we have 2116. In New York.
Thank
Hello.
You so much. Hi, Sherry. This is Kate calling.
Hi,
and
Kate.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I I've just been feeling a lot of stress lately with a few different things, like finding a place to stay, a temporary place here in Southern California and Los Angeles, and having kind of stress with that. And then also my apartment in New York is going through all that legal stuff, mm-hmm. and there's a court date on Monday, and I just couldn't afford to pay a really expensive lawyer, so I'm sending a friend, and I just don't know if I just hope that's going to be okay, and I'm just stressed, just feeling really, really stressed and worried about stuff.
Okay, so all the parts of you that are feeling stressed and worried, invite those into your heart. The parts of you that feel disempowered by the actions of men, and the parts of yourself that set you up through sabotage to experience these things, let's invite those into your heart. So this is a big one, Kate, so just love all those parts. When we get in our empowered state, that is when miracles happen. That's when the thing that you did not expect shows up for you. And when we're still running the pattern of sending parts of our best selves out to other people or their opinions or their seal of approval, we deplete our energy and our empowerment and our ability to bring things in. So let's bring all those parts back. So you're that strong, powerful, loving, wise column of light. I'm seeing a little girl aspect of yourself. Let's go ahead and see what she needs. Okay. Safety. Are you hearing something else, Kate?
No, safety and security is a big thing for me. Okay.
All right. So from your inner child point of view, what would make her feel safe and what would make her feel secure?
Like having a safe and nice place to stay here and having the apartment, being able to extend the apartment in New York so that I feel like I won't lose my belongings and things like that.
Let's go ahead and feel what that feels like to be safe. It's often more powerful to let go of particular outcomes. It just depends. I would like you to start with that, though. Let go of particular outcomes so any outcome is okay. You know you will be safe. All right, so the distance between you and safety and the distance between you and your next place to live, let's bring that part into your heart, the part that's holding the distance. Big breath. It's confused, it's replaying childhood things. Take a deep breath. Let's just love that part whole. For you and everyone else, just to strengthen our core to the infinite potential of love, power, and wisdom in action. How are you feeling, Kate?
A little better.
Still okay.
Some anxiety in my stomach, but I think that just always has to be there, maybe.
Okay, let's love the. Let's go to the anxiety in your stomach. Is it you or is it not you?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just go ahead and love that part. All the places you're holding, the pattern of needing to be in anxiety, expecting to be in anxiety, and where that becomes a habit. Okay, we'll delete anything that is interfering, any intrusions. anyone else's anxiety you absorbed. Can be escorted away by the dolphins to its ultimate destination. What I like about having dolphins take things off is they actually make it very fun for whatever's leaving to leave. It's less likely it'll come back. All right, just let's go back into the place. All right, so let's fill this with light. Can you open that stream of light and luminescent energy into your stomach?
I'm trying it. It feels hard to do that for some reason. I don't know.
Let me find the black. And anyone else who's experiencing a block of this flow right now. How are you doing, Kate?
Okay.
Can you feel it?
It still feels a little blocked, or maybe it's just in my mind.
I'm going to widen the flow, which would move out any block, perception of a block. All the patterns where other energies stopped your flow. We'll release those in all dimensions, all times and spaces, including other lifetimes now, and reset. Big breath. How are you feeling?
Good. I forget to breathe sometimes. That's good. You say take a deep breath.
Good.
Thank you.
It feels like it's flowing to me. Do you have any perception of the flow?
A little bit.
Okay. So the part that's holding it into a little bit rather than a lot, let's love that part. And delete. Go ahead.
How can I stay in my power, or how, like, just try to imagine that?
It's a good question. For you, you diffuse your power outside of your body to make yourself smaller or align to a certain identity. So I would start with, like, holding that sense of beauty or a flower within your core and calling all of your parts home, all of your empowerment home, and become comfortable with your entire body being love, power, and wisdom. Just the whole thing. So your natural thing, especially in stress, is to let the energy go and let something else overpower you. So for everyone and you, Kate, all the places that you're holding the pattern of something overpowering you and keeping you from being your true identity. Let's delete that now and bring those parts home. All times, spaces, dimensions, and other lifetimes. You can think of those parts of yourself as being held prisoner by a pattern of time that you may have known you created, or maybe you didn't know you created. It doesn't matter. Just bring all of those home. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have 0211 in Colorado.
Hello.
Oh, Sherry, hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kathy.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Work you just did with Kate.
So, oh, it may have actually addressed it. The piece that I wanted to ask about was bringing joy in with the other pieces. That seems to be the part that I'm not willing somehow to let in or not feeling safe to let in.
Okay, what other pieces? You mean when you bring everything else comes home but the joy?
Yes.
Okay. So let's love the part that's waiting for the joy. Bring that part in. And the part that thinks that joy is last or least important, waterfall of unconditional love into your heart. The part that puts conditions on joy, that I can have joy after blah, blah, blah. Next time you clean your house, do you ever do things like this where you clean your house, but then you'll get this other thing, you'll reward yourself later?
I think I just enjoy having it clean, so I think that's my reward.
Okay, that's perfect. For any of you who are rewarding yourself with joy, go ahead and give it your joy first. Okay, all right. Go ahead and love those parts. And they're kind of confused. They feel over-disciplined to me.
Mm.
And it may not be you. It may be someone in your life. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Okay. So all the places the joy has been over-disciplined, kept out of the loop, saved till last. And my family, we were supposed to open the best Christmas present last.
Oh.
You know? Okay. So we all have some version of this.
right.
Which anticipating was the more important thing. So let's love the part that's anticipating but can't quite have, because that might be a letdown. Through all time, spaces, dimensions. Let's love those parts home. Okay, let's clean out your heart. I feel a little grief, like the grief has to come through before the joy, too. Are you?
Yeah, I feel like there's a part that is, if when I have the joy or when I have had joy, then it's taken away and it's so painful because the joy is so beautiful.
Okay. That you don't want to have it because it will be taken.
Yeah, or it's not safe because either it will be taken away or somebody will want to take it away. Like it's too much for them. Like it's not fair or something.
So all the places having joy was not fair, not right. The rug pulled out from us.
Mm-hmm.
All time, spaces, dimensions. We'll delete those patterns. $100 million of for everyone in the group. All the stop signs we have to join. It's also a way to stop attention from coming to you, where people will notice your joy and want it, or they might notice something wrong with you when they're looking at the joy. Like they look behind the curtain. And there's this, you know, rather than the big Wizard of Oz, there's this little man. Okay, so let's love all those patterns that any of us have on the call or listening to it later. Delete those, zero minus infinity, and reset. Other time, spaces, dimensions, patterns, direct karma, indirect karma, partial karma. Okay, are you ready for the joy?
Yeah, I just felt another little wave of grief come up. I think it was about having people want to take the joy away or resenting it, but it left.
Okay. Well, let's love any part that is attached to that, that was stuck in that pattern, that gave its light to that pattern, is another way to look at it.
Mm.
You can also look at this as actually a beautiful way that we do things sometimes. We have this joy, we keep the joy outside of ourselves, and we bring all these other things that must be done first. So it's like the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the carrot and the stick. Okay, so all the carrot and the stick keeping us from our joy, let's delete that now and reset all time, spaces, and dimensions. I see a confused little girl being told she could have something and then having it taken away. Anywhere that exists for you as a little girl or other people as a little boy or as an adult, let's delete that pattern, zero minus infinity, and reset. I'm going to strengthen your alignment, and I'm going to go above to all the aspects that brought in no joy. So I'm going to work in some upper chakras for you, Kathy. Here we go. How are you?
Yeah, that felt amazing. Really good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Next, we have 0873 in Colorado.
Hello.
Hello, Sherry?
Yes.
This is Mirela. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The last few days, they've been very challenging for me. It just seems like a lot of inner shadows are resurfacing. And I sense a very deep sadness, apathy, lethargy, like no interest at all in life. I just, whatever is surfacing seems like a haunting ghost. There's also on the right side of my head, actually the right side of my body, a lot of density, painful vibrations. I'm talking like energetic emotions, like even like they seem like torturing if I...
Okay.
I mean, I sense them. They're a little bit hard to express. It's not physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's energetic pain, like painful memories of being tortured.
Right. Are they your memories?
They seem real, but now that you're asking me the question, maybe I am somewhere else where there's a lot of torturing being done around me. And
right.
I hear them, I sense them, I feel them.
All right. So let's take a deep breath. I'm going to do a full clear here for you. So we're going to go to source. So anybody experiencing anything, this will work for. Go to source. It could be the central sun. It could be your sun. It could be a star. And with your mind, run a line to it and connect. Bring that line down to your crown and widen that line. And clean out every upper chakra above your head between you and source. Nothing interferes with you and your energy structure and your alignment. We're deleting everything in the way. Going to your heart, and I'm realigning the trifold flame, and we're going to brighten it up. Love, power, wisdom. I'm going to go through every quantum particle of your cells, up to your structure and down again, and delete everything in the way of pure love. I think I know what's going on, but let's go ahead and delete this and then reset for unconditional love everywhere in your core. All cells, all quantum particles, all empty spaces. Okay. I'm going to reset you on the earth. The new earth, of course. Right. There's several densities I'm going to remove into the light. Anyone experiencing this or anything can follow along. Those are renewed. The aspects of you that are participating in those densities are turned to pure light of your soul, and they are returned to you. Strengthening your core, 100% infinite potential of pure love and light. All things interfering with the 100% infinite potential are deleted now. Okay, I got you up to 40%. We need to get you higher. All right. The part that is within your field that's echoing old tortures. Just going to remove him. I'm feeling a comrade in arms that you are living in another life with. And because we're on a big call, I'm going to let him know that this is uncomfortable for you to relive this. I don't even know that he knows this. And it's time for him to move into the light, to be with the rest of himself. Okay. Bringing in more pure light and color for you. And we're closing up all collective doorways into current torture. Astral planes opened. Let's close those doors. I have a picture of like a lost angel confused about her job. This part of you is thinking that it's supposed to experience and feel all the collective and know it. And I want to tell her that we do know it and she knows it. But it is time for this angelic aspect of you to come into your heart and to be loved whole into the purity, calm. And, you know, she's got a lot of, she's a sassy angel, really. Okay, let's just bring her in and love her. And we're going to tell her the new program, which is we are love and light. We will radiate ourselves, but we will not split ourselves up to go to all places. We're going to remain whole, sovereign, centered, and balanced. which is another word for neutrality. Okay, big breath, and tell me how you are.
A lot of shift, especially after you cleared a few densities, it seems like there was more space within me. There's still some emotions and fears in the lower belly, and it was a thought that I'm really not deserving to be connected to Source and receive all that light.
Yes, I felt that sort of fallen angel part. So let's, all the places that still believe that you do not deserve all that light, the parts that still think the program of being lost are important, let's bring those into your heart and love those parts. Anyone can bring any part into their heart that is ready for love now. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I still sense like a big stubbornness that I'm worthy.
Okay. Let's go find all the places that you're not worthy, right? That you are judged. How else does that feel?
It was another big shift.
All right.
Yes, and it's getting lighter.
Good.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you so, so much.
You are welcome. Go ahead.
That was so heavy. You were so helpful.
Well, it's nice sometimes to have assistance when things are overwhelming or heavy. If you can't clear them yourself, don't suffer. Just reach out. Thank you. All right. Ready for our next caller?
We have 9930 in Sacramento, California.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sherry. It's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
I seem to have some, this was such a phenomenal call. It's brought up a lot of things within me as well, and I'm a little emotional right now.
That's okay.
But I have some intense energies up in my head area.
Okay.
And around, my crown is round, but in the middle of my head I have this little bump that I'm a little concerned about, yes and no, but the intensity of the energy really tweaks some energy in the back of my head and crown real strongly. So I was wondering if you can take a look at that, please.
Okay. Say what you said about the bump again.
I have a little teeny bump on the top of my head. It's not big, but I feel it. It feels a little sensitive. I haven't done anything around it, but I was wondering if you can just maybe just see if it's something that needs to be cleared. I'm not sure, but I do feel some intensity in my head right now, real strong.
Okay. We brought in some really high frequencies today. And it was one of those days I was told not to hold back. So take a deep breath and let's just realign and synthesize this energy. For anyone listening to the call later or experiencing this now, just allow the light to synthesize within your being. Sometimes parts of us say, no, stop, that's too different. Go ahead and take that part and love it. All the parts of yourself that believe that you're not supposed to have all that love and that you are not truly all that love, let's just put those in your heart. We'll just rain down the unconditional love. Clean out your heart. all the hesitations. Okay, sometimes I see people who are ready for heart openings and the energy gets stuck in the head. So you're ready for heart expansion. And so let's go ahead and give that to you now, and let's bring in some dolphin energy to lighten this up for you. All right, so let's let them run through your heart, through your head, balancing, stabilizing, loving, centering. Anything that's not for your highest good, we'll just go ahead and escort that out of your field. Now, when you cast the luminescent threads in your field, go ahead and give them the intelligence to do exactly what's right for you, keeping in what's right and what isn't. Try to be completely unconditional about that and let that intelligence take over. I'm just going to realign that. Okay, I want to release all the ideas you have of what it's supposed to look at like. I'll delete those now and reset. Are you having like a full identity crisis here?
Yes, I am. I'm okay. Going through major shifts, and I feel the energy just really, yes, I am. It's been going on for a while, yes.
Okay, I'm so ready, let's love so. The... Let's love the parts that are like, who am I? What am I? Where am I? And that's not the way I thought it would look. So let's all love our parts that say, that's not the way I thought it would look.
I'm shaking so strong right now. I can't get over it.
Okay, just love. Because you're ready for the alignment, you asked for it, so let's get it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
All right. Going to rebuild your third eye. I'm going to connect it to your heart and your throat. And I'm going to open up your first chakra. We'll just do them all. And, of course, they're all connected to your alignment and your core. They're just expressions of it. How are you?
Good.
So, also, this will be very good for you to look in your mirror, look yourself right in the eye, and say, I love you. I accept you, and let's be pleasantly surprised by the identity that comes, because we don't really know. And that's part of the power of it, because we can be anything at any time. But it's really an old paradigm to sort of plot it out, and it is a certain way. It's almost like the soul message that we were born with, we have the option to let go and start anew. Deep breath. It's another giant reincarnation within the body. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next is 3578 in Minnesota.
Hello.
Hello. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I'm wanting you to take a look at the muscle bundles across my shoulder and up the back of my neck.
Okay.
It actually feels like it acts as a ceiling, like a glass ceiling past which I have a hard time bringing through the energy because I jerk so much.
Okay. So are you saying like it's in spasm now?
Well, yeah, they're in spasm, and the contractions, they're all contracted.
Okay. So let's love the part that's contracted. Let's accept that sometimes we're contracted. And let's love the part that is resisting the contraction. Right. Just going to bring in unconditional love in that higher form. Just accept all the parts of your life that were contracted and all the places you blame yourself for participating. Let's love the Carolyn that participated in that journey. Give her a big hug for her journey and welcome her home. Big breath. Okay, there is a part that stops, holds, and looks. It's a mental part, so let's just love the part participating in that. We're moving into being. Okay, big love. All right. Breathe. What's coming up, Carolyn?
What?
What's coming up now?
Well, I remember when I was working with a really profound energy healer, and she told me that my pattern is to watch the energy instead of let it in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm busy trying to figure out, I guess, what it is. I don't know.
It's love and the part that's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, there's identities hidden in the trying to figure it out. So we can let those masks go. All the places for you and everyone on the call where the trying to figure it out became defensive. There's a lot of energy in trying to figure it out. And therefore, we don't have time for a creativity. So just go ahead and let that come in and love it. So bring in all the parts that are resisting the being. How are you?
Pardon?
How?
Oh, you're breaking up.
How are
you? Oh, it's
Carolyn.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, well, I can feel myself loving.
Good. Just be that. Be that. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Can you
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, really.
Hi, Sherry, it's Pat.
Hi.
You're cutting in and out. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm sorry I'm cutting in and out. I don't know.
I just heard you, but then you cut out.
You know, we're going to switch my headset. I might have went to the batteries too fast. Hang on. Hi, can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so I'm on my my less effective headset. So speak loudly when you talk to me, okay?
Okay, so
all right,
anyhow,
good.
So I want to work on the part of me that's the little girl that disconnected from her heart and really what she loved because she felt rejected, abandoned, and just left behind and couldn't have what she loved. And, you know, the part that just felt that she didn't deserve that and couldn't have that and just then went into survival mode and is just sort of living in survival mode and not really aligned with the heart. Like, I really want to get to the point where that part of me is aligned with my heart.
Let's bring her into your heart now. Let's turn on the unconditional love for her. She's weary of being in survival mode. So let's give her lots of love. Pat, can you see her?
No, she feels really scared and like she's hiding.
Okay, let's love the part that's hiding. Let's love the part that's afraid to love her. Let's love the part that's hesitant to love her. The part that's frozen. The part that's angry over the disconnection. It's all these parts. What's going on, Pat?
It feels sort of like there's two parts of me, like the one part that just like took over and in disconnection mode, and then like that part that was her, that was like really my heart. And it feels like the part that is running the show is the disconnected parts that just sort of like, you know, they're sort of at odds with each other.
Right. Let's bring in the disconnected part. You know, I know that this might seem simple. I know that you know it's important, though, because of what the tones in your voice. But this is really a core thing for you and the resolution of many things. So let's bring in a part that's disconnected. And let's give her all of the unconditional love she needs, wants, and deserves. Let's love the part of her that's mad, that is raging, and doing her darndest to keep things under control. The part looking for someone to blame, let's love that part. We all have these parts, everyone. Just love these parts. Let's bring in the inner child within the heart next to her. Let's love them both. The part that's resistant, that doesn't want to give up control and power, we're going to love it and show a different power. She took in a lot of mental illness from other people, so I'm going to disentangle that from her and let you just love her whole. How are you doing?
Good. It feels like I can feel like they're all starting to align and overlay instead of being separate.
Good. That's really good progress.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like I really woke up and like she was right there this morning.
Yeah, that's awakening. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. We're going to go ahead and do some of our emails. Had quite a few. And let me get my papers on. If anyone needs to take a 2-minute break, this would be a good idea to do that. Okay. All right. So the first question is desire for to earn some income. Having no faith in her talents and feeling supremely grateful for support from her husband. But there is the question, what am I going to do now after that husband passed away? So for anybody feeling like, what am I going to do now? That's the part that's stopping you from your creative flow. We touched on it earlier, the part that's always questioning and being in confusion is part of a mask. They're like human masks we all have. So bring that part into your heart, the what am I going to do now mask. Because some part of you does know. Take a deep breath. Oh, this is like bashful, ashamed, shy. I love this part. A lot of human training gets us to this part from parents or society. People playing power bullies. Let's just love this part. Very good. All right, take a deep breath and let that part work. So, all day for many of the money questions, they are like, I need, I want, I desire. I want you to get all those parts into your heart and love them so you're having that feeling now. And then all the parts that are opposing that are very comfortable where you are in the identity of lack. Bring those parts in and love those whole. Okay. Any thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are blocking? Let's delete those from the quantum particles up to the structure and down again, and release. All right. So we've had a couple of bully questions. All the parts of you that feel beat up by a bully. Let's bring those into your heart. I see a lot of giving up energy in this. So love all the parts of yourself that give up and just take it. And all the times, spaces, dimensions, other lifetimes where you gave up and just took it. Let's love all those parts. And delete any obstacles and reset. With pure divine love, pure unconditional love. All the places we bullied people or ourselves. I mean, if we are letting people bully us, we are bullying ourselves because we're allowing it. So let's love all those parts. Quantum particles up to the structure and down again and reset, going through timelines, ancestral lines. Returning any energies that don't belong to you. We'll let the dolphins take them to the light and distribute them anywhere they need to go. Loving the blame and the shame and the need for revenge. Big breath. When we know our strength in our unconditional love, there's never any need for revenge. So let's go to that part that is separation and love it. Okay. All right. We have some love questions. So all the parts of ourselves that are engaged in relationships that are unloving. Let's love the part that is connected to being unloved, rejected, the despair. you know, soulmates are sometimes here just to teach us one or two things or open a wound for us to look at. Sometimes we don't live with them. All the parts that are connected to romantic notions, let's bring those parts back to us. All the parts attached to a certain person loving us a certain way, let's bring those parts back and love those parts. And let's go through all unrequited love through all history, times, spaces, dimensions, and reset. Big breath. All the places you felt like your security depended on someone else, let's delete all of those limiting thoughts and beliefs and reset. All the parts of yourself ready to come home, let's bring them in now. This is our way to empowerment. Someone is asking about the full moon and how do we send peace to everyone. Okay, so today we're working on the luminescent light in our loving core, in our unconditional core of our being, that identity. The strongest thing you can do for this, and the most effective thing, is to love yourself everywhere, completely unconditionally, and let the radiance from that go. Connect with the grids, and the grids will take it. Whatever grid you're connected on, that'll just be like an electrical line somewhere else. But you don't want to pour your essence into the grid. Your essence is the grid. So just sort of hold that space for yourself and let the radiance go out. The radiance knows everything about you and your good intentions. And I'm using these energies of the current astrological configurations in universe for the sovereignty, for getting people really aligned with their full loving self. It's the moon is in Pisces, which is kind of a flowing, no boundary energy, and so I'm actually just making that flowing energy stronger in the love, if that makes sense, and being very aware of different ways that you can flow. All right. Let's go ahead and move into the next question. Taking action with full confidence. Yes, that sounds beautiful. Let's go into all the places where your confidence is compromised. And we'll delete all limitations to that and reset and bring in the parts of yourself that are not feeling confident, the parts of yourself that are feeling overconfident, and the parts of yourself in doubt. Let's love them whole and reset. My next question is, I have deep-rooted unhappiness. Can they hear me? All right. In this deep-rooted unhappiness, for anybody experiencing any deep-rooted anything, I want you to see yourself as a tree and your roots within the new earth. And I want you to let the light of the universe, your source, the central sun, to come into your tree and purify all your roots. Joy, happiness, love, power, wisdom, in this beautiful alchemical expression of you. And let that be now. All your branches, all your leaves, all the fruit. Okay, extra weight. So some people have gained weight with this move. Let's look for you personally. There's a lot of collective holding going on. So let's delete all the cells of your body vibrating with collective energies. Let's separate confusion about what's to be big and expanded and what isn't. The quantum particles up to your structure, molecule to atoms, the perfect size, the perfect shape. We do have an MP3 that will return you to the measurements or weight that you want. It's within this one. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's a silent one that got that energy. So feel free to play with that one and see what happens. But for you, let's delete all collective influences and bring you back to your own perfect alignment and shape. And for anyone else who wants that, including me, I'll take that one. Let's bring into the heart all the parts that feel too big and the parts that feel too little and all the ways you feel too little and all the ways you feel too big. And let's love those parts. Now, to get to this in detail, call me and have a session, or we'll just do another call mostly on this. But if you break down what feels too big and break down what feels too small, just write them down and go ahead and love every single part, you'll be able to get to some aha moments of awareness. Okay. Okay, looks like we have a gallbladder problem. She thinks it might be a childhood issue, and it could be her daughter in the lifetime. And yes, there's some frustration. So all the places that you're frustrated with a family member that makes you mad, angry, rageful, or you're holding their rage to protect yourself. Let's delete all those programs, zero minus infinity, and reset. All the places you're afraid to let go, let's delete those zero minus infinity and reset. 100% infinite potential. All right, I'm going to take a quick break from the emails and get into adrenal clearing because I want to make sure this hits the recording. I know we're coming up to the end of the recording. So I want everyone to take a deep breath from the knowing of your body, mind, and spirit. I want you to look at your left adrenal or feel it. And I want you to give it whatever it asks for, the same way you would an inner child. And there's probably a color that it wants to clean out. Anyone experiencing excess fear, the need to escape or take flight, too much cortisol, just go ahead and allow the energy to come in and clear out the left adrenal. Take a deep breath, and let's move to the right adrenal. And from the aspect of your body, mind, and spirit, ask what it needs. And let's go ahead and bring energy in to the right adrenal and go ahead and clear it. Sometimes the adrenals need different colors for each side of the body, different energies. Sometimes I see other people leaving when I do that. And for those who want to do it, take that further, just go all the way down to your kidney, put a line down the middle of your kidney, and just go ahead and let that energy come in and release. And I'm going to send the energies for that for everyone right now. We worked with some very high energies today, and it would not be unusual if you have some crying or other things come up. Just go ahead and love that part and just let it flow. Release is really good right now. If you need personal help, just let me know. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call and being patient with the call. And I just want to tell you that I love you and you're lovable. Aloha. Hello, everyone. Anybody there?
Thank you.
I can't hear
Sherry.
You. Oh, there's somebody. Okay, great. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for speaking.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Good day, everyone.